Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Kicking off the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Mark.
Well, if you needed another reason to avoid New York State, we've certainly told you over the years how New York is the least free of all the 50 states.
Don't come to New Hampshire.
By far, it is the least free. It's not.
You have to go through it to get here.
Well, you could fly to New Hampshire.
You could.
You could airports. Drive through Canada in theory, right?
No, I couldn't.
You can't, but
neither
some
could
people.
You.
At one time, I could. Yeah. At one time, I did drive through Canada at one point. And no, they don't want me back until at least 2025, and then I got to pay them a bunch of money. And so I'm probably never going back to Canada, but, you know. Anyway, so other bad news about New York State, the worst of all the 50 states by far. If you look at the Freedom in the 50 States study, which I don't know when the latest one was. It was 2017 or 2018 or something. But the Freedom of the 50 States, they rank the states by various different, you know, numbering systems and scorings and all that. And New York is number 50 by a long shot. It's not even close, because when you look at the actual, like, you know, if you look 49, 50, oh, well, 50 comes after 49. But when you actually look at the score, like the numeric score that New York was given compared to number 49, which was California, it is a huge distance. So New York would have to become multiple, like, factors more free to even catch up to California, which in by no means is a free place. But New
California's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, California's terrible. New York is way worse. It's like 10 times the distance between California and New York. Well, now you got another reason to stay out. According to Fox5NY.com, police officers are now stationed at New York airports to enforce the state's strict quarantine rules amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
Says this is going to be fun.
Quote, our quarantine enforcement is serious, he said, and I want people coming into this state to know that. States have never done border patrol before, he said, but we have police.
California has checkpoints for people fruits. Bringing fruit in.
That's true.
So, you know, the fruit patrol.
Yeah. But we have police at airports.
By the way, I showed the lady when I was going in my bag of nectarines.
Mm-hmm.
I always have fruit in the car while traveling. I had no idea
she
that you were.
She confiscated?
Nope. She just said, you know, don't do anything with that.
Don't plant them.
Yeah, something.
When you land, there's a police officer there, said the governor. You have to fill out a form as to where you're going. It is illegal to leave the airport without filling out the form, he said.
Illegal?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Did that pass through the legislature?
I doubt it.
Oh, he's just making crap up.
I mean, maybe
this
it did.
This is some
it
power
is
drunk moron just making stuff up.
Anyone coming from a state, says Fox 5, with a high COVID-19 infection rate must quarantine for 14 days when visiting New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut. The governors of those states announced about a month ago. The list of states keeps growing as coronavirus infections spike across the country. Quote, we know this virus travels. We know we cannot hermetically seal the state of New York in our own little bubble. But he would if he could.
Yes, right. We cannot hermetically seal the state of New York in our own little bubble.
So when you see the virus coming up in these other states, it poses a threat to New York, he said. The governor said he has heard some travelers weren't aware of the quarantine rules, but that's no excuse. The state's health department has been regularly updating the list and an explanation of what you need to do. Quote, we have some people coming into New York saying, well, I didn't know there was a quarantine. I don't know how they didn't know there was a quarantine, said Cuomo, because, you know, everyone pays attention to New York's news.
Well, I think that they do think that, yes.
That's what he thinks.
Yes.
Right. the reality is very different. Everybody's paying attention to their own lives, and they don't give a flip about what this jackball is saying on television every day. There's a quarantine, he says, and we are serious about it. He says 39 states now fit the criteria of, quote, increasing threat, unquote, and require visitors and returning residents to stay put for 2 weeks. He said, upon entering New York, if you're a traveler and do not have suitable dwelling for your 14-day quarantine period, you must find appropriate accommodations at your own cost. The Health Department website says if you're a New York State resident returning from travel and do not have appropriate accommodations for quarantine, please call your local health department. So there you go. Now, just like when you travel internationally, if you've ever traveled to another country, and I have not done much of this, but I know that at least when we've been to Mexico, they give you that little sheet that you have to fill out on the airplane. So they pass this out like right towards the end of the flight, and you've got to fill the sheet out, and part of what the sheet requires from you is, where are you staying? Are you staying in a hotel? What's the address? Are you staying at somebody's house? What's the address? And the idea is that if they want to, now how often they actually do a spot check like this, I don't know. But in theory, if they wanted to, they could show up at your hotel room and make sure that you're there. Now that's just the normal way of
immigration. That's the normal level of creepy.
Yeah, just travel. That's just the travel rules of going into another country. They want to know who you are, and they want to know where you're going. Well, now New York State is doing that to people from 39 different states, at least, in the United States.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They want to know where you're going to be, and I bet you they're way more likely than the Mexican government to actually check on you.
They just need to change their slogan to, welcome to New York, you're now being detained.
You'll be staying.
You're moving into a nursing home. I mean, like a good deal of these deaths that everybody's all worried about were deaths that Cuomo caused.
That's right.
By forcing people into nursing homes that shouldn't have been there.
Elderly folks. Yeah.
Yeah, and didn't Dr. Fauci say that Cuomo's doing a great job? Even though I feel like that's probably the biggest blunder of this whole thing so far.
Yes, he did.
Right. Well, I mean, and it's a series of blunders by a confederacy of dunces.
Oh, for
sure. They just keep on happening. Whether it's the WHO, whether it's CDC, they just keep on messing this up. But don't worry, the statists are out there vigilantly making sure you have your mask on.
They sure are. I got my first mask shaming today.
Really?
Yeah, meaning I don't have a mask on. So that's sort of shaming. What happened was I was at the local mailbox store here where a bunch of us libertarian types have private mailboxes here in town. It's kind of a thing for the libertarians up here. And they had announced, they told me the day prior that they were going to start mandating masks for customers starting Monday. And, of course, I'm never wearing a mask, so that's why they told me that. And so today I went in because I'd heard that they offer a curbside service, meaning they'll just come out and put your stuff outside the store, and then you can call them and have them do that, and then you just pick it up without having to go in, which, you know, that's more work for them. It seems kind of silly, but it's their store. They can come up with whatever rules they want to. And so I was talking to the clerk about this, asking her about the curbside service because I didn't really know exactly how it worked. And, I said to her, hey, you know, it's you guys' store, you guys set the policy, and this is just one of the employees, it wasn't the boss, although they're usually within earshot. And just saying, hey, it's your store, rules, I just want you to know that I have a religious objection to wearing the mask. And behind me, I hear, at the top of this woman's lungs, and I don't know what she looked like, it was basically a drive-by attack, because she was walking out the door as she did this, she goes, ha ha ha! A religious objection! As she walks out the door.
Right.
So that was my first. Over all these months of not wearing a mask, it was my first one.
What is your religious objection?
It's my religion.
It's just something. Is your religion not to wear masks?
No, it's okay to wear a mask for costume sake. So if you're expressing yourself in
you mean
a costume.
Like the Guy Fawkes mask you have hanging on the wall.
Like
right
a costume
here.
Party.
Yeah, you've worn multiple locations. Okay.
Right. For costuming purposes.
Uh-huh, gotcha.
But a mask that that inhibits regularly one's ability to communicate with other human beings, yeah, that's very objectionable.
Okay.
To my religion.
All right.
So, 855-453, if you want to tell us a mask-shaming story, have you been shamed by anyone for not wearing a mask out and about? I know, Tyler, you're going back to school coming up here at the local college here in Keene. and they're not going to be allowing people to give hugs. They're not going to be allowing handshakes on campus. I presume there's going to be a mask rule in place. Have you heard anything about that yet?
I'm anticipating it, but I haven't heard that it's required yet. Mm-hmm. But I would not be surprised if you want to go into your class wearing a mask while you're there.
I've seen videos of co-eds before, and they're not very conscious of their behavior.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What kind of videos were those, Mark?
Co-ed videos.
And there's more on the way. You can bring up whatever you want here. Tell your story on Free Talk Live.
College Co-ed. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. News from news.bitcoin.com. The IRS is requesting information about privacy cryptos from people that are still filing their income tax forms. Coinbase may be planning to go public on the stock market this year. Stablecoin Tether is now circulating on the Bitcoin Cash network. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Log on now at news.bitcoin.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on really how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks at all squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them, I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you'd like more businesses accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin SV, or even the original Bitcoin, you can do it with AnyPay. Just go and grab the AnyPay Cash Register app at the Google or Apple App Store and get started. It is not hard to get this thing set up. If you've already got a Bitcoin wallet, you're almost done. You just copy your crypto wallet addresses from your Bitcoin or cryptocurrency wallet, and you put those addresses in the back end of the AnyPay Cash Register app. You're ready to start accepting cryptocurrency payments at your point of sale. Just load it up on your tablet, your register, or use your own phone, however you want to do it. It's super handy, it's super easy, and most importantly for business owners, doesn't cost you anything. You get to collect 100% of every sale thanks to the AnyPay Cash Register app, or at least every crypto sale. If you're still using credit cards, they're still going to screw you, but that's a good reason to start taking cryptocurrency. So go to get the AnyPay Cash Register app and just start experimenting with it. Now, if you get pretty familiar with it and you want to start helping local business owners get started with this, you can actually start earning rewards, passive income for every purchase made, paid at the time of the purchase. Sent out to you directly to your wallet from the folks at AnyPay. It's pretty awesome.
You work with a lot of businesses in town that
not
are
enough,
using
but a few
AnyPay.
Them. Several.
And they, what's your experience? Are they happy with it?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't had anyone tell me anything negative about it. I mean, there's a little learning curve, of course, not much of one. But things have been going pretty smoothly for these businesses. Some of them have been using AnyPay for, I think, nearly 3 years now. 2 or 3 years. So that's a good run. Check them out, AnyPay Cash Register, or go to AnyPayInc.com. We've been talking about the new Traveler Health Form that you will be asked to fill out. No, they're requiring you fill this health form out. In fact, according to the New York State Coronavirus Travel Advisory info here on their website, a travel enforcement operation will commence at airports across the state to help ensure travelers are following the state's quarantine restrictions. As part of the enforcement operation, remember, Miami just launched a 39-officer-strong mask enforcement task force recently. So this isn't just New York, but as far as travel restrictions, New York's a little unusual. The enforcement teams will be stationed at airports statewide to meet arriving aircrafts at gates and greet disembarking passengers to request proof
them.
Completion of the State Department of Health Traveler Form, which is being distributed by to passengers by the airlines prior to and upon boarding or disembarking flights to New York State. All out-of-state travelers from designated states, which they said earlier were 39 of them, must complete the form.
Almost all states.
Yeah. Upon entering New York, travelers who leave the airport without completing the form will be subject to a $2,000 fine and may be brought to a hearing in order to complete a mandatory quarantine. Travelers coming to New York from designated states through other means of transport, including cars and trains, must fill out the form online. Now, of course, that's the tricky part, is how do you ensure that the people who are driving in have filled out the
form? How do we get New York to secede?
I don't know, but
I mean, this place is not... They're clearly not respecting the system of governance that we have here in the United States, where laws are passed through Congress and then enforced by the executive, rather than this sort of, the governor's just going to make a bunch of rules thing.
Well, that's happening in all the states, though, Mark. I mean, all these governors are making a bunch of rules wherever you go.
Sure. In all those other states, I'd be a lot more comfortable taking the case to court to say, where did they get the power to do this? New York?
I think I'd lose.
Yeah.
Well, it is called the Empire State, so you kind of know what you're getting before you go and move to a place like New York. So here's their traveler health form. This is the one you're supposed to fill out online if you're just going to drive into the state. So it says here, if you've traveled from within one of the designated states with a significant community spread, you must undertake a precautionary quarantine when you enter New York for 14 days. And then they give you a list of the states here. Upon entering New York, if you're a traveler and do not have suitable dwelling, you must find appropriate accommodations. So let's see. What are some of the questions that they ask here? Oh, we're not going to get through it because you have to put in email address, birth date, phone number, mobile number, asking how you're arriving into the state. And so
what if you decide to go for a walk outside where basically there's no danger of much of anything happening?
Probably they're not going to like that, but I don't have the whole ins and outs of this thing. Mark, basically, if you want to go to New York, you're out of your mind, and you should really reconsider.
Yeah,
at this point.
If you go to New York and you need a quarantine and you don't know anyone there, are you going to be able to go to a hotel and be like, hey, I'm supposed to quarantine here because I'm at risk? Is that hotel even going to let you in at that point?
Great question.
Good question. I don't know.
And I don't see.
You would think that's what I was imagining, but maybe not.
So I don't see 39 states on this list here, but it is at least a couple dozen strong. So probably at least half of the states.
Yeah, the reporter probably doesn't know the rest of the states.
Oh, hey, New Hampshire's not on there, so
nice.
We're still good to go if you really, really want to go to this hellhole.
Oh, I'll bet you Connecticut and New Jersey aren't on there either, because people who travel every day to work into New York City,
you are correct,
do not want to do that. I'll bet you there's no directly adjacent state on the list.
You are correct. Philadelphia or Pennsylvania is not on the list either.
Yep. Yeah. So
Vermont also is not on the list.
Yeah.
Very sharp. Very sharp.
Yeah. Well, it's a miserable place.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your coronavirus New York State update. But you know what? New York's pretty bad. It's pretty bad there. But what about Venezuela? You know, it's been a while since we talked about Venezuela.
It's been a long time since we talked about how bad it is in Venezuela.
So yeah, we've done a lot of discussions.
I meant to ask about New York. What if some radio company, mm-hmm. I don't know about large, a radio company offered you a staggeringly large amount of money to pick up and move Free Talk Live from New Hampshire to New York City, Radio City.
You already know what my answer is.
I just want to make sure that I do know what your answer is. Broadcasting from some great tower above the city with you know, money and power and women or whatever it is you like. I don't know.
The answer would be no thank you.
No thank you to women? Yeah,
no,
I do that.
To moving to New York at any price. I'm not interested in that. And you know that, Mark, because we talked about this before. You'd asked me a similar question before. What if, you know, some radio syndication company comes in and wants to buy Free Talk Live with millions of dollars? And I would have told them no. Because
you'd say no if it was from New Hampshire.
If it was New Hampshire.
If they said they would leave it in New Hampshire and that you'd still
be the main
host.
Yeah, I don't want somebody else telling me what to do.
But somebody could put, it could still write a contract that says you own Free Talk Live and that, you know, whatever, and we'll put you on WOR 770 or
whatever. Well, you already got on WRKO.
Agreed. I'm just saying that they could write a contract where everything stays the same, but you have to move to New York.
Oh, hell no.
To broadcast.
Oh, God, no. That would be awful.
That does sound miserable.
Yeah, I would never want to live in that place.
I would do it for a few months. That sounds like fun for a few months, but I'll bet you it would get miserable.
Yeah,
I have trouble driving through New York.
It's awful.
It is.
It's just one of the worst experiences you can possibly have. Yeah, it can be kind of fun in the city for like a night or two, but man, I wouldn't want to spend more than a weekend in that place. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I mean, the food's pretty good.
Yeah, they got a lot of great restaurants.
They've got some entertainment. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
But, you know, city life like that, it ain't for me. What about you? You can join us. Take control of the airwaves. Venezuela, we'll check in with them next.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says schools and businesses need to continue to reopen.
I'd like to see the schools open. The country has to open. You know, we did the right thing. We closed it down. We saved millions of lives. Now we're opening it up. And I think the Democrats are actually doing it largely for political reasons. They think the economy won't be as strong because we're doing very well with jobs. You saw we broke the record 2 months in a row with job numbers.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the GOP coronavirus relief bill will focus on extending unemployment insurance. Speaking at the White House, he says the plan will be based on approximately 70% wage replacement.
This is intended to be wage replacement. So we're focused on the percentage, which is about 70%. Nobody's going to get more than $600. Again, if you were making $300, you're not going to get $600.
USA Radio News. Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli revealed on Thursday that there were hundreds of ongoing federal investigations into the criminal rioters taking advantage of racial injustice protests across the country. Cuccinelli saying the investigations are taking place all over the United States. Now, as far as what's going on in Portland and the mayor's response, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says,
if the mayor of Portland, if the governor of Oregon didn't want federal officers to be in Portland protecting federal property, all they have to do is protect it themselves. But the mayor of Portland says that he won't protect federal property and he doesn't want federal officers to protect it.
Cotton speaking there on Fox News, and photos have gone viral of New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo down in Savannah, Georgia. Cuomo visiting Savannah, Georgia to pledge support for the mayor there, who is a native New Yorker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. What do you want to comment on the continuing crackdown on freedom because of COVID? That's the excuse now for absolutely everything. And as I was pointing out previously, this is just the most boring year, the least fun year. There's almost nothing that people can go out and actually do, and it's just so depressing. It's awful.
I was listening to Radiolab on NPR. It's a pretty popular show. Actually, it's one of my favorites on there. And they were looking through the archives, trying to find news stories on the flu pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. And they could barely find any news reporting on this topic. When they found one, I don't know how far back it was, but well back into the newspaper, there was a some article that's saying in the last 3 months, 5 million people have died from the Spanish flu or whatever.
Here, if it's 50 people that die, everybody freaks out.
Right, and I'm just thinking it's interesting how sort of, things have changed. I mean, what did people in 1918 not value human life? What was the reason that today we're all upset that you know, Florida is seeing an uptick in deaths?
I'm not upset
amongst 85 year olds and you know, people who are. Look, I don't mean to be callous here, but I think everybody realizes somebody who's 85 is closer to death than somebody who's 15, right?
Hope so.
So it's not that I'm trying to kill grandma. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I, as you know, have
taken
steps.
Your mother is what, almost 80 years old?
Yep, to protect my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that's my responsibility. That's her responsibility. That's our family's responsibility. And not anybody else's.
It's this ridiculous attitude that if we just do enough, mm-hmm. all of these deaths can be prevented. And it's
false.
Right. It's not like we've never had disease before this.
Right. It's this faith-based sort of belief system mm-hmm. that's around the, you know, the sort of activists must be active. We must be active in order to prevent this. And
well, the belief is that if we can just save one life. If it takes, you know, all this stuff, all these new rules, all, you know, now there's a mandatory form you got to fill out if you just want to go fly into New York State. All this hoop jumping.
But I don't.
They believe that this is helping. They believe that it's saving lives. And to the people who believe in this mentality, no distance is too far. No amount of rules is too much.
Well, that was interesting. So I was having I had a situation where I had to go talk to a person in my neighborhood, and his wife is diligent when she feels like it about this COVID stuff,
mm-hmm.
and like I was keeping. So she was clear that she wanted 6 feet, and. I, you know, maybe I'm no spatial perceptual genius or whatever, but I'm pretty sure I can eyeball 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I know the difference between 6 feet and 9 feet. And she wasn't happy with nine.
Mm.
Like, exactly how, what is the length here? Are we talking about, like, our feet to feet? I'm 6 feet tall. I can keep my mouth 6 feet from you and still touch you with my toe.
Mm-hmm.
Or close to it.
Who decided that 6 feet was, like, the farthest that COVID can go in the air before it stops infecting people?
It's pretty arbitrary.
Yeah.
What did I see today? There was a really interesting post made by a guy who actually works in the medical industry. He works for, like, Johns Hopkins Hospital or something like that. Here it is. From the New England Journal of Medicine, quote, "We know that wearing," and this was published... I'm not sure. "We know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. Public health authorities define significant exposure to COVID-19 as face-to-face contact within 6 feet with a patient with symptomatic COVID-19 that is sustained for at least a few minutes, and some say more than 10 minutes or even 30 minutes. The chance of catching COVID-19 from passing interaction in a public space is therefore minimal. In many cases, the desire for widespread masking is a reflexive reaction to anxiety over the pandemic."
Yes.
"It is also clear that masks serve symbolic roles. Masks are not only tools, they are also talismans that may help increase healthcare workers' perceived sense of safety, well-being, and trust in their hospitals. Although such reactions may not be strictly logical, we are all subject to fear and anxiety,
sure.
especially during times of crisis. One might..."
And that's the reason I wear it when I go out, is because I don't want to deal with some lunatic who's...
shouting at you?
...upset about something. I'm not going to deal with it as well as you do. You are cool under pressure when it comes to somebody engaging you. I am not going to be. I am going to be... unpleasant to deal with.
Oh, I wish that woman had tried to give me a hard time, but as she was just sort of walking out of the store and I was in the middle of something, so I couldn't do anything about it. I wish she'd have confronted me in the parking lot, because then I'd have grabbed my camera and we'd have had some viral video. It would have been fun. But one might argue, this is the last sentence or two here of this statement from the New England Journal of Medicine. I mean, no slouch group there, right? They say here, "One might argue that fear and anxiety are better countered with data and education than with a marginally beneficial mask, particularly in light of the worldwide mask shortage, but it's difficult to get clinicians to hear this message in the heat of the current crisis."
Could you put that up on the Telegram group for people who want to get that article? You can go to telegram.freetalklive.com. That's telegram.freetalklive.com and... get it.
I will do that. "Expanded masking protocol's greatest contribution may be to reduce the transmission of anxiety." over and above whatever role they may play in reducing transmission.
And now I have to, because my wife was, if she happens to listen, going to be very upset if I don't mention it. Her contention is that you're much more likely to die from cortisol and stress and the upset. You know, that your health is going to be negatively affected from the stress and the worry and all that stuff surrounding this disease rather than the disease. And
if you're the worrying type.
Well, yeah. You know, there's lots of people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're the worrying type, too, you're probably staying inside. You're not getting a lot of sunlight. You're not getting a lot of exercise. That's making your immune system worse.
That's not what they're actually doing. There's probably a few that are doing it, but most of them are going out, and they want you to
protect them.
To do things for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There was a gal who came over and wanted to, what my wife called, catastrophize with her, which I think is some mental health
terminology. Is that to like speculate about all the bad things that could happen?
Right.
Okay.
And you know, she said, "Nope, not going to do that."
Great.
Yeah, that sounds unhealthy.
How did the woman take it?
I think she knew that what was coming.
Okay. So, if you want to comment, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Well, let's take a little trip down to Caracas, down in Venezuela, because we talked about how bad New York is, and it's pretty bad as far as their tyranny is concerned there. But we actually haven't talked about Venezuela, I don't think, in months. I think we've been so distracted with the whole COVID nonsense, crackdown, insanity.
They didn't get COVID in Venezuela, so whatever.
Did you say they did not get COVID
in
Venezuela?
Why would they?
That's not what the government wants you to think.
Oh, okay.
According to Breitbart.com, out of Caracas, it has now been 4 months since the Chinese coronavirus lockdowns began in Venezuela with no apparent end in sight. The Maduro regime recently extended the lockdowns again last week. We now live in under an even more authoritarian reality, masked under the pretense of public health, and the evidence suggests it's doing more harm than good. In a previous entry, I mentioned how the fierce lockdown was an exercise in how much Maduro's regime could openly get away with, which is what we've been saying about the United States for the last 4 months, that this is, it's an experiment. The government goons are pushing as far as they can, and they're seeing how much Americans can take. And just as we've been saying that Americans have been taking quite a bit, same thing as what they're saying here in Caracas. In this past 4 months, he says, they've gotten away with a lot. Some of it's familiar. Arrests for anti-socialist tweets. Government-sanctioned snitching. We got that. We got plenty of snitching here in the United States. The horror of potentially having to use the Venezuelan healthcare system. Added to that, in this new reality, are curfews for all. Some states have curfews. For some cities, bans from leaving the neighborhood. And the imprisonment of an untold number of people in government-seized hotels being used as quarantine centers. That happened in California.
Yeah. Without habeas corpus, this happening in the U.S.
855-450, free like freedom. It's free talk.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you. you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, if you think it's bad where you are with the crackdown on coronavirus and on freedom, well, let's look at what's happening in Venezuela. It's actually the first check-in we've done with Venezuela in quite some time. We used to, every couple months we'd get some sort of crazy news story about just how absolutely hellish Venezuela has become over the years, thanks to socialism. Of course, that's, the reality behind why things are so bad there. We can talk more about that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for the Free Talk Live email list. We usually send an email once a week just to kind of keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. That email sign-up box is at the bottom of almost every page on the site at freetalklive.com. You'll also find it on the front page as well. So check it out and get signed up, and you'll be kept in the loop with what's happening here. FreeTalkLive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Tyler.
And Mark.
And according to the socialist regime, this is a story from Breitbart.com about what's happening in Venezuela, what with the whole coronavirus insanity. Venezuela has documented over 11,000 cases. Huge emphasis on the word according, as contesting Maduro's official numbers can get you arrested in Venezuela. The same goes for any opinion regarding the announcement that several of the regime's figureheads have been, quote, infected, unquote, with coronavirus, including top socialist head honcho Diosdado Cabello. Police arrested a prominent former Chavista public figure for a, quote, tweet directed at a socialist politician wishing him good health so he can someday face justice for his actions. So they arrested somebody for tweeting. A critique. Due to the alleged surge in cases, the city of Caracas is once again in a level one quarantine that severely restricts commercial activity and our overall livelihood. inter-district transit is banned unless you have the corresponding safe passage documents. So make sure you have your pipas.
The pipas.
To get from one side of Caracas to the next. Barricades have even been placed to enforce these restrictions in certain areas. Since he cannot incur the wrath of our new Chinese overlords, Maduro has referred to the coronavirus as the Colombian virus. Instead of the Chinese virus?
Well, you might as well get under control, yeah.
Because Colombia's right next door, and he wants to badmouth Colombia, because a lot of folks have left Venezuela. They've escaped from Venezuela, and they've moved to Colombia, where they can actually, you know, make some money, get a job, take care of their families.
Survive.
Yeah, so, you know, he wants to make them look bad. Even on the website of the People's Ministry, or even the website of the People's Ministry for Health refers to it as such, whilst placing the blame on people who, quote, enter the country through illegal roads. See, it's those immigrants. It's their fault.
Yeah, I've heard this playbook before.
Mm-hmm. Sounds a lot like New York State, who is also trying to control who enters their country. No scientist anywhere in the world has produced evidence that the virus originated in Colombia. The earliest documented cases occurred in Wuhan, China, as we know. The regime's baseless accusations of the, quote, Colombian virus, unquote, are a facade meant to deflect any accountability for the obliteration of our healthcare system. A socialist regime can't be the hero without a villain. Just so happens that it's Colombia's turn this time around. Those unlucky enough to test positive for the Colombian virus are respectively imprisoned in hotels that the socialist regime has arbitrarily seized. Which, of course, if you're familiar with Venezuela, you know that the seizure of businesses is just sort of the norm in Venezuela.
Well, it's socialism.
Yep.
Socialism means state ownership of the means of production. So, yeah, that's it.
If you have a business in Venezuela and it's still under your control, it's because the government hasn't deemed you effectively, you know,
right. You're not profitable
enough. Yeah, you're not worthwhile to take over. Now, profits do not stay once the government takes over industry in Venezuela. They tend to run whatever the business was right into the ground and then, of course, have to keep pumping more taxpayer dollars into it or printed money or whatever just to try to keep them alive. Venezuelans returning from abroad also receive this treatment, forced into quarantine shelters that lack even the most basic sanitary and hygiene measures compared to concentration camps. Only the socialist regime's elite and military have access to real health care, though even the limping private health sector is facing oxygen shortages. Venezuela once claimed to have access to a Cuban miracle cure, interferon, which scientists agree has shown no visible potential to cure coronavirus and may actually kill its users. But Maduro quietly stopped mentioning it over time. In Venezuela's real healthcare system,
I heard that playbook too.
The one normal citizens have to use, friends of doctors are actively seeking ways to smuggle personal protective equipment to doctors that they know, as the government stopped trying to find enough for its medical workers. To soften public anger, because you can't just go out and buy the PPE, you've got to smuggle it in Venezuela. Because otherwise it'll be seized, right? Like if you try to, like, buy a pallet of N95 masks, well, the government's just going to take that crap. And they're going to give it to their people.
Right.
To soften public anger against the regime, Maduro has taken to demonizing Venezuelan citizens who travel abroad and came home, just like in New York, referring to them as bioterrorists. Now, Cuomo hasn't gone that far quite yet, but that's just the naming of these people, bioterrorists, because you left Venezuela and came back home.
Well, I mean,
don't come back at this point. They don't want you.
Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah, I mean, and who would want to go back to Venezuela, honestly?
Well, people who have family there.
Yeah, sure. That's time to get them out, though. Yep. But the thing is where do you go? Right now, even as a U.S. citizen, it's not easy to travel.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's probably even harder now anywhere. Maduro himself has publicly urged the persecution and capture of Venezuelans for traveling and returning home, even though he personally spearheaded a campaign urging migrants to return to the fatherland. So first he wants people to come home, now he doesn't want them to come back home.
Oh, he does want them to come back home.
He did.
That way he can blame them.
Yeah. Also in the crosshairs are violators of Venezuela's strict quarantine rules, many of which, like a ban on riding bicycles, have no basis in
Somebody
science.
Somebody saw the Facebook thing where, you know, like if you ride a bicycle, a stream of deadly virus follows you for 40 feet.
Have no basis in science or medicine and have no international analogs. You can't expect people to simply stay at home for over 4 months, not when a staggering 96% of the country lives in extreme poverty.
Yeah, this is the thing, is these governments, and I'm not saying I want this to happen or anything like that, but if you really wanted this to happen, it's not that hard, right? Lock down the borders.
Mm-hmm. But and you can easily do that in a humongous country.
Well, they claim they can, mm-hmm. and if they have one role, it would be that, to secure their borders. So, lock down the borders, and then have a lockdown. And I mean a real lockdown. The kind of, you know, like, you, if you go outside of your house, off your property, it's the purge. Murder's legal. That kind of lockdown. And then we'll see how this lockdown stuff works. Rather than, well, everybody has to stay home except that everybody can go out because everybody's essential except you're not. And you can wear a mask, but you don't wear a mask. Like, it's just these half measures, they don't do anything. This could have been over in the second week of April if they wanted it to.
You think so? I don't think so.
Well, how would it have spread, Ian, if they had done what I said?
Well, I mean, didn't China kind of do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, China,
they did.
China
yeah.
was the perfect, I wouldn't call it perfect.
Total authoritarian.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, where it was like they can make people stay home. They're just going to feed everybody rice, and they're just going to ride it out. And even them, it didn't eradicate it.
Nope. They had a resurgence.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, I think probably Korea is a better example of something that worked, but they didn't do anything like
North
that.
North Korea? Yeah, they just shot anyone.
No,
that's effective.
No, best Korea.
Not everyone here can brute force their way out of all the facets of the ongoing collapse of the Venezuelan socialism, such as power, water, food, gasoline, etc., through the use of foreign cash. People need to work because their lives depend on it. Since the Venezuelan banking institutions have remained closed during these last 4 months of quarantine...
Yeah, why open? Because people just wanted to withdraw money.
The Venezuelan bolivar, or what's left of it, has become sort of a digital currency. I personally haven't seen a bolivar banknote in months beyond a stack of useless 100 bolivar notes that I have on my desk. Almost every cash translation is now done in foreign currency. And that's something, that was one of the last things we reported on about Venezuela is, I think it was probably like December of last year. They were in the headlines because the dollarization of Venezuela was happening, because Maduro realized at some level that it had to happen in order to keep him in power, that he had to basically look the other way as Venezuelans started to price things in dollars. So you'd see menu items or whatever, you know, placards showing prices that would show either price only in dollars or in bolivar and in dollars. And you're seeing that everywhere 6 or 7 months ago. And so it wasn't exactly legal for that to be happening, but it was the kind of thing where, like, kind of in North Korea...
Maduro staying in power is the most legal thing, though.
Right. Yeah. Kind of like in North Korea, where they look the other way about the black market activity because it's feeding people. And the same thing's happening in Venezuela. They're looking the other way. You can't do anything with banking with the dollars. You can't take them and put them into a bank account. So successful businesses that collect a bunch of dollars have a ton of dollars, and they don't know where to put them. And it becomes targets for robbery and things like that. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.